Hey, everybody, this is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I am so excited to have you here today. Today, I'm going to be talking about why I hate running and what that may have to do with you if you're struggling in your business.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets? How do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so I hope you're all doing amazing today. I'm at the office and preparing for a flight. Tomorrow I'm actually heading out to Atlanta to speak at a big event with Tony Robbins, which is kind of cool. I was going to officially retire from speaking this year, but then Tony's like, hey, do you want to come speak in front of 6,000 people? And I'm like, you know what? The answer is always yes. So I'm going there. It's going to be really fun. And I'm doing a whole new presentation, which means I've been killing myself for the last day and a half trying to create a whole new presentation because I only have 60 minutes and I'm selling a $500 OF One Funnel Away Challenge kit. Which is something different I've ever sold before. I usually sell $3,000 from stage. So I have less time, lower ticket price, but I'm doing it because I'm testing my material. If you've been listening along for a while, I'm testing this presentation because the speaker team we've been building, we're really struggling getting people to allow them to come speak for 90 minutes and sell a $3,000 product. And most of them are like, we want an hour-long presentation and we want you to sell a $500 product. So besides speaking at a Tony event with 6,000 people, which is exciting anyway, it's forcing me to create this presentation that then the speaker team can use as long as the presentation goes well. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited to see how it all goes and hopefully it works. So wish me luck. But I digress. Today I want to talk to you about something else actually. Basically what I want to talk to you about is last week we had our family reunion up at Bear Lake. As I say, Bear Lake, Idaho, but it's on the Utah-Idaho border. So it's actually Bear Lake, Utah. I was with my family and we had a great time. But what's interesting is that my wife and I are like, this family vacation, we're going to be healthy. We're going to like do all these things. And so it's funny because, you know, each night a different family member has the dinner and then everyone makes a dessert. And so like every year I go and I gain like 15 pounds. I come home and it's like a month and a half to lose all the weight I gained on the family reunion, you know. So this year I'm like, I'm going to be healthy. So day one, we're super healthy. Like, they had pizza. I was like, I'm not eating pizza. I'm just going to eat salad, which was, you know, sad because the pizza looks so good. But I just had salad, didn't have dessert. And then day two, the next morning we woke up and Clint and I went running, which was awesome. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. So we're running. And then the next morning I was sore. And then they had dessert and it was so good. And they had dinner and dessert. And then by the end of the week, I didn't make it to our goal at all, but we had a good time. So, I tell you that because the first day we went running and then we were going to run every day, but we only ended up running one day. So, yeah, you know, we try, but sometimes we just can't do it. But we went running, and so we went running, and we're in this trailer park. It's kind of on a hill, so we ran down the hill of the trailer park, and we ran across, like, the valley, beautiful green valley, and then we ran up to this golf course, and we turned around, and we ran back. And I think the whole route was, like, 3 miles or so long. And so we're doing it, we're having fun, and it was interesting. After we got the golf course, we're running back, ran down this hill, it overlooks this huge valley. You can see the lake and it's beautiful. And as we're running down, my wife's talking about that, like, oh, look at the lake, look at the thing. And I remember being annoyed for a second because I was looking at my feet as I was running. And I'm like, oh, like, I was kind of annoyed. I looked up and then when I did look up, I was like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful out here. Like, look at this whole thing. And I started looking back down at my feet and I kept looking at my feet and then I stopped and stop looking at my feet, look up again, and I look around. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. And then I had this epiphany, and I told Colette that I said, you know what I realized? Whenever I run, I'm always looking at my feet my whole life. And I don't know why. I think it's because in wrestling, when we run, typically we don't like long sprints. It's like, or not long, like marathon-style running. Wrestling is more like a lot of like ladders, right? We're running to like the 10-yard line, then back, and then 20-yard line back. And so you're watching your feet because you're going in, out, you know? And so I washed my feet when I run, and I was like, I told Clint, I realized why I hate running, I think. I said, you know, we're doing this huge run, this beautiful spot, and the whole time I'm looking at my feet, and all I see is my feet, and I'm missing everything else. I said, after I started looking up, I said, I see why people like running now, because you have this beautiful view, and you're seeing the scenery, and you're seeing all this stuff, but I've always missed it because I'm always looking at my feet. And after I said that, I tried to make a conscious effort to look up while I was running the whole time. And it was really hard for me because I kept forcing myself, or my pattern, whatever, my body kept looking down at my feet, because that's what I was so used to from you know, almost 40 years now of running, was looking at my feet when I ran. And so I look up, and then I'm like, I'd enjoy it. And then I'd slip back in my pattern, looking down at my feet again. I'm like, look up, and I'd enjoy it. And as I was thinking about that when I'm running, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a metaphor for so many things. Like, so many things in life that we struggle with, it's because we're not looking up and looking at the scenery, right? I think a lot of people get into business and they're looking at their feet, right? They're looking at like the stress of like, I don't have the money, I don't have this, I don't have that, and like all the things that happen when you're trying to start a business and trying to launch your company and trying to grow it and looking at their feet. And because of that, they hate it. They're miserable. They're not happy and they're not enjoying it, right? I think about like, why do I love this game so much? Like, I love marketing. I love business. I love all the stuff that we talk about. And I think, you know, metaphorically in the business, like I'm always looking up and looking around as I'm moving forward. I'm like enjoying this process and the journey and the people I'm meeting and like I'm enjoying it. And that's why I love business so much. Whereas I think so many people are looking at their feet when they're in business, right? And they're looking at the stuff that's stressing them out, what they don't have yet, what they wish they had, and like all these things as opposed to looking up and looking around. So I want to share that metaphor with you because I think hopefully it'll be helpful for some of you guys. If you're not enjoying this business journey, it means you're probably looking at your feet. And so I'd recommend do what I'd had to do to enjoy my run the other day is stop looking at your feet, the day to day, the things that are moving forward, because those things there's, you know, they're not necessarily a lot of fun, but when you look up, you look around, you start seeing the people and the vision and the business and the lives you're changing, like those kind of things, that's what gives you the fuel and the excitement to wake up every single morning, to keep going forward and keep having fun and keep trying to change people's lives. So anyway, I hope that helps somebody out there. I thought it was really interesting as I was running. And I was like, man, I bet you my whole life I could have actually enjoyed running had I had looked up. And so I'm going to start doing that more often because I have a goal this year that by Christmas, the end of this year, is to be in the single digits body fat percentage, to be like 9% or 9.9 or whatever, just under 10% body fat, which I haven't been in like 7 or 8 years. So that's one of my goals, is to try to hit that this year, which means I've got to go put in some road work or I'm going to do it. So to do that, my whole goal is to start looking up, enjoying this journey, because if I do, then I'll stick with it. Otherwise, I'm just going to see my feet. It's going to be ugly. I'm going to be bored. So probably you can use that advice in more than just your business and your running as well. It's probably applicable to a lot of things. So, all right, I'm going to leave you there with that. Hope that you've got some value with that, and start looking up when you're running. Appreciate you all, and we'll talk to you all soon. Bye, everybody.
Want more marketing secrets? If so, then go get your copies of my two best-selling books. Book number one is called Expert Secrets, and you can get a free copy at expertsecrets.com. And book number two is called .com Secrets, and you can get your free copy at .comsecrets.com. Inside these two books, you'll find my top 35 secrets that we've used to become the fastest-growing non-VC-backed SaaS startup company in the world.